We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is Tom Wolf and joins us this morning. Governor, good morning.
It's so good to be with you. Good morning. It's good to be with you as always. What was the app again?
Radio.com, and once you get there, you just click on Pittsburgh and KDKA, and you've got us everywhere you go, Governor.
And it's a free app,
thank you.
Governor, so there's
Thank you.
You go.
It won't cost the state a penny, not a penny. Governor, 16 states filed suit against the president and his emergency declaration. And in his statement, Attorney General Josh Shapiro, and by the way, Pennsylvania's not part of this yet, says that there are tens of millions of dollars in the Commonwealth that are at risk with this emergency funding. Can you give us an idea of what's at risk?
Yeah, let me just give you some background. I mean, over the weekend, yesterday, talked with the Attorney General, and the question was, should Pennsylvania join this lawsuit? And he needed an answer, needed to figure this out by basically lunchtime yesterday. And the question was whether Pennsylvania actually knew exactly what this emergency declaration was going to mean for Pennsylvania. That gives you standing in the court. Absent that, the court could easily say, well, you don't really know how you're being affected, so we can't give you standing. You can't be part of this lawsuit. So we spent the first half of yesterday trying to figure out exactly, talking with the Department of Defense, how this is going to affect us. And the idea was that this money that they got, the president's talking about is probably coming, at least right now, the thought is from a drug interdiction fund that Pennsylvania has used to help with the battling the opioid epidemic. This has gone to the National Guard and is really focused on the criminal justice side of the opioid epidemic on drug trafficking. That is where we think the money is coming from, but it's not clear at this point, and they haven't really made their final decision. So again, everything's uncertain. During the campaign, I guess the president said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Now it's the Department of Defense, and it seems like the first pass is that the drug trafficking money is going to be used. That would be very concerning, but we don't know. And until we know for sure, the Attorney General cannot, in good conscience, say we are realistically going to be harmed, here's how, and so we ought to be part of this lawsuit. Until he's able to do that, and I think that's what his statement said, and understand that, and the Department of Defense is clear on where this money's coming from, Pennsylvania really can't be part of the lawsuit.
But just to be clear, you would want to join the lawsuit if Pennsylvania can say, this is how we're going to be harmed.
Absolutely. I mean, this is money that we're using and is really helping in the fighting the opioid epidemic in Pennsylvania. It's killing thousands of people. We want to continue to have access to this money. And again, it's important to us. I'm not sure why the other use, building the wall, would actually be more helpful. But that would definitely be put a crimp in Pennsylvania's efforts.
We're talking to Governor Tom Wolf, and Governor, as you know, the Lieutenant Governor, John Fetterman, is listening to citizens of Pennsylvania. It's been about a week or change into whether they're interested in recreational marijuana at some point being legalized in the state. Have you heard any feedback yet from the Lieutenant Governor?
I have not, but he is, I think he's now done four or five. I think he was in Warren on Saturday afternoon and had 200 and some people there. Again, this is a listening tour, not a telling tour. No one is saying, here's what we would like to do. What do you think? We're saying, what do the people of Pennsylvania want? And so far, we've had some meetings, town hall meetings in South Central Pennsylvania, and this is the first one out in the northwestern part of the state, and people are really eager, evidently, to come out and share their thoughts. We also have thousands of people have already weighed in on the online. If they can't make these meetings, they can weigh in on their with their opinion on a website. And we've had, I think, 12,000, 11,000 people already have weighed in on that one. So there are a lot of opinions out there, and we want to hear them.
Never a dull day in Harrisburg for you, Governor, and we appreciate you coming on every couple of weeks and taking all of our questions, no matter what they are.
Nice to be with you, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.